front of my sister. So to my sister, hey, tochoch, be like my sister. So that's why he said lashon of achaisi, as if to say Rav was smart. Now the Gemara says he told him at yater b'chayrus, al yater. When he asked him, would Rav have permission to be matter b'chayrus? He said no, that no. This is my time. How come Rabbi didn't want to give him permission? You might be mishum b'lo chochem because Rav wasn't smart enough. Or karmina, we said before the chochem tuva. No, Rav was very smart. And let me show what do you want to tell me? Delay biki b'mumi, because maybe Rav was not a baki, did not know hukas mumim. That's also not true. Rama Rav said that Shemayin Osa Chadoshim for 18 months, Gadalti Eitzi Roya Beima. I lived on the farm, I lived by the Roya Beima, by the shepherds that took care of the animals. Why? Lay that to know clearly hukas mumim. Eza mum kavua, the Eza mum either. Which type of a mum on an animal is going to stay there that makes a psul in the animal, that's matter the b'chol, and which type of a mum is over will just pass by that does not pass over the b'chol. So you see clearly, Rav knew the halacha clearly. So for instance, the reason why Rebbe said this was, elelachalak loy covered the Rabba Bachana. He wanted to give special covered to Rabba Bachana. Like Rashi says, lechalak covered the Rabba, because you look boy, b'nei bova, the people in bova should give him a lot of respect. Yeah, therefore, shavag lehar chashivusay. Therefore, left over this chashivus that Rav will not have it, only Rabba Bachon, in order that the people in Bavel should respect him. Because the inu l'Rav, for Rav, have knowing day Yaakov alavochi. Anyway, people respect the Rav, because he was a bigger chochem, a bigger tamach chochem. So therefore, Rabbi wanted that they should also give respect to Rabba Bachon. Therefore, he gave a special heter for Rabba Bachon to pass the milchas mumin, and not to Rav. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Hey Yom HaDeis. And the Shaila was, how come when he gave smicha to Rav, he did not permit Rav to be mater the Chayrus? So Gemara's first teretz was, he was a big chacham, but still, so Gemara says he was a big chacham, so why didn't he give him permission? So I want to say, if you want to say, even though he's a chacham, but maybe he wasn't a baki in mumim, so Gemara says no, that Rav for 18 months lived on a farm, and he learned hilchos mumim. If so, how come he did not give him smicha to paskin mumim? So Gemara says, Elo lechalak loy covered the Rabba Barhuna. Like he wanted Rabba Barhuna to have something special to him that he could paskin b'chayrus, that people would give him some respect. As far as Rav go, he knew Rav would have his respect anyway. Therefore, he wanted that Rabba Barhuna should have something special. That's why Rebbe didn't give smicha to Rav to paskin hukos b'chayrus. The boy Yisem, another teretz is like this. Mishum ho gufa. I'll tell you, this gufa is the reason why he didn't want Rav to paskin. But since Rav knew the lochis so well, that Rav Mamish went to live for 18 months on a farm to learn the lochis, so the Rav bekir b'mume tfei. Rav was a very big bucky in the mumim. He knew exactly which wound will heal and will go away, and which wound will not go away. And therefore, Vishori Mumi, Rav, since he's such a big chochem of this, he'll be matir, he'll say, this type of a wound, it's okay, it's not going to go away. The Layadi Inshi, but nobody else would know that. Everybody else in their eyes, such a mum like that, they would think that's a simple mum, will go away. The Yamrim, people say, oh, if so, Kihai Gav Nishori Rav, that people say, Rav was matir, a mum either, a mum that gets healed up. And therefore, Vyosel Mishrei, mum either. They'll also come to be matir and mum either. So that's why Rebbe did not want to give smicha to Rav, just the opposite. Since Rav knew the halacha so well, and he knew it much better than everybody else, we have to be afraid when he's going to paskin that this mum is okay, nobody else is going to understand it. They'll all think it's going to heal up. Rather, Rav is really right. But since people will make a mistake because of this, he did not want Rav to paskin hilchos mumin. Now the Gemara says, Yerra Yerra, what he gave him Rishus to Paskin, Yerra to Paskin, Dina Issa Veheta. So Gemara says, E Gomer, if Rav or Rav Abba Chona knew the halachas, E Gomer, Rishus alomali lemishkol. Why did they have to take Rishus then? Like if they knew the aloch is, we said that's alone enough to paskin. So what did they have to have Rishus for? What did they need permission for? So Mora says, yes, even though you know the aloch is still to such a minig, you shouldn't pass unless you got Rishus, unless you get your smicha. Why? Mishu maisa shoy, there's once a maisa like this. The tiny we learn like this. Pamachas holach Rebbe l'makom echad. Rebbe once went to one city for rol b'nei yodim shemagavlin isoisehen b'tumma. He saw the people making their dough. Shemagavlin means when they put the water into the flour to mix it up to make the dough, they were doing it in kalim that were tamei, and that's wrong because then the dough becomes tamei, and you have to be mafresh challah from this dough. So automatically the challah is going to be tamei. That's not going to be right. You can't give it to a kohen to eat. So you shouldn't do this. So Omar lehem. So Rebbe asked these people, "Mifnei ma'atem megavlim misaseichem betuma? How come you're making dough where you're putting water into flour? So the water is going to be machshir, is going to make the flour able to mekabel tuma. And now that the kelim is tamei, the dough is going to be tamei. You're not allowed to do that. What are you doing it for?" So Omar loy talma dechod bolakan. The people in the city answered back like this: "Listen, a talmud chacham just came into our city. For Hayrulana, when he paskin for us that the mei betzoyim ain't machshirin, he paskin for us that the water they thought he meant to say mei betzoyim, special water that comes from swamps. Rashi says agam that he thought the people thought that the rav meant that swamp water is not machshla kabatuma, and therefore that's the way they were making their dough. They were making the dough. Which type of water did they put into the flour? Not regular water, but water that came from betzoyim." From swamp water. And really, that's not true. For who? Avad, you know what that Talmud Chacham meant? You know what that Rav meant to say? Vu mei beitzim dorish lu. He meant to tell them that eggs is not machshel kabel tuma, but not water. See, paskin mei beitzim. If you have eggs, eggs is not like water. That's not machshel kabel tuma. Senech nami. If you only want to make egg challah, and you use no water at all, you'll only put eggs into the flour, so then you will not huksha the flour, the kabel tuma. So then you're allowed to make that dough, even though the kli is tamei. Because the dough will not be the kabel tuma. That's what the Rav meant to say. The Yinu Sava, but when they heard the Rav give this rush, Mashman the Rav, then the Talmud didn't speak so clearly. He didn't speak so well. So the people in the city thought what he meant to say was, the Yinu Sava made b'tsoyim kamar. V'to nami b'ho, and they made a mistake in this also. So what it says, may krumyin or may piga psulin, v'nei shein may bitsoyim. That's what's brought down. Brought down may krum or may pigoyis psulin, because there's v'nei shein may bitsoyim. So Rashi explains, krumim or piga nahoros shilagamim. These were rivers that were near the swamps. So it was learned that these type of waters are possible to use for the mechatis. Rashi says, psulin, le mechatis. You can't take water from these rivers for the mechatis. V'nei shehein mei b'tsoyim. Because the water's from swamps. In other words, that river is not running water. It's stale water. It's like swamps. V'yeinoi mayim chayim al keli binan. And v'yonu, but us, by a mechatis, when you want to make the paraduma, that you have to put the ashes into water, you have to use mayim chayim al keli, the pasuk says. Mayim chayim means running water, and not stale water. Therefore, they can't use these two waters either. Now, v'yinu sava, they also thought, these people in the city thought like this. Mi de legabe chatis. Psili, since for chatis, they're possible you can't use the water from swamps. For the mei chatis, it's possible. So the people in the city thought to say, achshur lam eloi machshuri. We see the water is different type of water. They don't know why, but they just saw that the water from these swamps are different types of water. It's not kosher for mechatis. So they thought that's what the Rav meant to say also, that such water is not huksha l'kabel tuma. And the Gemara says, about that, that's a mistake. For loyi, it's not true. Hosom linyin chatis binan mayim chayim. The reason why you can't use the swamp water for mechatis for the paraduma, because the pasuk says, mayim chayim, lebedik of asa, you need running water, well water, that's kosher. Hocho, over here though, achshuri kol dum achshuri. But here the halacha is that an oichel is not mekabel tuma unless it has hechsher. Any type of water that goes on oichel is huksh mekabel tuma. So rather the swamp water also would passel. So therefore, But Yosef Shua, at this time when Rebbe came into the city and heard the way the people made such a mistake, because the Rav Paskin there, so Rebbe made it there like this, Gozru, that Talmud al Yoru, or Talmud not supposed to Paskin, El Imke Noita Rishus Mirabai, unless he breaks permission from his Rebbe. Rashi says, "V'chiyoyiv le'rabbi shusai." If he gets permission from his rabbi, then meidig daig be she'el shoyne pasuach. The rabbi, before he gives smicha, has to make sure that the Talmud knows how to speak well, and he'll say out the right psak. And therefore, v'lo yitu hashoyim es dvorav. People won't make mistakes what they hear from him. That's the reason why, even though the rabbi, the Talmud is a Talmud chochem, he knows the halachas, he should still not paskin give drushes unless he receives smicha first. Now, Tanchum Brei, the Rabbi Ami, Ikloyi Lachtor, he came into the city Lachtor, it's a place. Dorishlo, he gave a drosha like this. That he gave a drosha that Muta Lilsois Chitim Pesach. You're allowed to like soak your wheat in water on Pesach. It won't come a day chometz. So Rashi says Muta Lilsois means Lishroi Sumatim, I'm allowed to soak the wheat in water first. And then grind it up fast, then grind it up in the machteshes. We're not afraid that maybe become chametz. Since they grind it up right away, therefore we're not afraid to come with the chametz. That's the way Paskin in the city, that mutar lil seif chitim pesach. They said back to him, lav Rebbe Mani, demin sur, ikahocho. Like, how come you're paskining here? We have a rov in the city. Rabbi Mani de Minsur, he's our poysik here. For Tanya, learn like this. Talmud, al yer aloch b'mokam rabbi. You're not allowed to paskin in the place where your Rebbe is. Helim came hoy roch v'menu shalosh pasoyis. You have to be away from your Rebbe at least three pasoyis, which is connected Machni Yisrael. That's how wide Machni Yisrael was. Rashi explains, to choman de boy milsos legabi Moshe. Wherever I have a shiloh, Machni Yisrael used to go to Moshe. He has the shiloh. For you come back as Hashem. So you have to be away Gimel Pasoyis from your Rebbe. So Takasha, how could he pass near in this city? It was B'makam Rabbi. Amalahu, he said back to him, I didn't realize this. Yitaka, right? I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that my Rebbe was in this city. Otherwise, it's true, I wouldn't have said this Pesach. Nalimor says, Rabbi Chiyo Chaziyah Luhu Gavra. Rabbi Chiyo saw this person. Tevikoy Bebeis HaKvoros. He was in the cemetery. Omalei said to him, Lav Ben Ish Pleini Koyinato. Aren't you a Koyin? So what are you doing here? What are you doing in the Beis HaKvoros? You're a Koyin. It's also for Koyin to be in the Beis HaKvoros. Omalei, the person said back to Rabbi Chiyo, In is taka true, but Avuah Duhu Gavra, like my father, Go Gavoye Nayim Heve. He was like a Bargaivinik. Picked up his eyes, and Nosan ain't a Grusha. He couldn't take it, he had to marry a Grusha. And I was born from that. So when a Kohen marries a Grusha, the kid is a Cholol. V'chiloloi, and therefore I'm a Cholol, therefore I don't have the Kedusha, I don't have to watch myself from Tuma. Yeah. And the Chiddush here is also some say Reb Chiya, even though it's a Makom Rabbi over here, but since it's a Shaila of being Mafresh, somebody in Yisurai, so Shaila being separating someone from Lunga Nisa, then you don't have to care about the Makam Rabbi. So Rashi speaks of Nir Beinai Do Osel Hashmina. What's the Chiddush of this Maaseh? Afagav the Rabbi Chiya Talmidah the Rabbi Hevi. Even though Rabbi Chiya was a Talmud of Rabbi and it was in the Makam of Rabbi, still he was able to give this person like Musa to be Mafreshim and Nisa. Because Leinyan Afruser Meisura Ain Kamar Lachav of my Rabbi. The Gaya to stop someone from Lunga Nisa, then you don't have to give cover to your Rabbi. They were allowed to stop someone from doing an Issa, even though it's a Makom Rabbi. And that's the Chiddush of this Mice over here. Therefore, he's allowed to tell this person, like you're a Kohen, go out of the Beis HaKvoros. The person answered back, though, he's a Cholol, so he's Mutter. Put it like this now. Pshita Lepalgo Hokoma de Mahani. Lepalgo means, can you get Rishus, can you get Smicha to Paskin halfway? Is that good or not? Rashi says, Kogoyin Rav, that we had before the Mice by Rav, Tiyogvul Rishus Lemedon Valer Lahat Becheris. That Rebbe gave him smicha that he could paskin the halachas, but he cannot be mater hilchos pecheres. So pshita, he could get smicha halfway. That's good. Lapalgo hokoma demhani. What about our tanai mai? Could a Rebbe give a Talmud smicha like for a time on a tanai? I'm only giving to you for 1 year or for 2 years and not more. Is there such a smicha like that? So we say no. Once you receive smicha, it can't go off. It stays forever. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Diyama le Rabbi Yechon le Rav Shimon harei ata b'rishusenu at shetovi eslenu. You're in our rishus until you come to us. Rashi says Rav Shimon, k'shoyi parashim and he was going away from him, going down to Bavos. He said to him, "B'rishusenu means rishus nusun l'choladin. I'll give you permission to pass and close the man you're in Bavel until you come back to us." So see, clearly you can give somebody smicha for a time limit. Like here he gave him smicha just the time that you're going to be in Bavel. But when you come back to us in Eretz Yisrael, then the smicha goes off. So Kitzur Rav could give smicha for a time limit also. Kufa, what we learned before in the morning of Gimel, Omash Shmuel, Beis Shedonu Din Nayem Din. Shmuel holds that if two dayanim paskin din din amamnis, v'diyeved it's a good psak. Ela shenikra bezin chosa. They're called the bezin chosa, they're not listening. Like the rabboni is supposed to have three people. Since they did two, they're called chosa. But nikra din Shmuel holds two is also good. Someone's because he passed on the nikra din midrash, even one dine is enough. Pesedek tishpatar misechu idashin, even one is enough. So therefore, when Shmuel says two, it's lav dafka two, even one is also enough. But it's called the chosa because the chili is supposed to have three dayanim. Yosef Rav Nachman akoma lo shmaititoi. He said over this halach of Shmuel. Eisvei roller of Rav Nachman. So Rav asked the question back to Rav Nachman. It says, Alocha of Ait will have, Afilu Shnayim Mezakoyim, or Shnayim Mechayovim. If two Dayonim said the person's Potter, or the person's Chayif, V'yechad Oymerini Yodei, and the third one says, I do not know. So Alocha is, it's no good, we can't pass in this way. Yosifu Adayonim, you have to get on another Dayan here. In other words, a Dayan, when he says he doesn't know, he's like X, he's like not here. If two say, yes, Yechayif, and one says he's Potter, that's good. There's a psak, three people are saying the psak. Locher is, you go after the rabbin. Since two say one way, we pass them like the rabbin. But if one dying says any a day, the locher is, it's like nothing. So we have to add another dying here. And the question is why? The Yisra Loho, if you hold like Shmuel, Kishnayim Shadonu, let it be like two people made a din here. So you have two people passing it already. So why isn't it good? What do you have to call a third person for? Someone says true, but Shani Yosef here is different. The Mikora Daita the Tlosa Yosef. Here, Metchila, the Toyib and Nitin, they came to three Dayanim. So obviously, they wanted to have a psak from three Dayanim. So if one Dayan says he does not know, that's a loch any day is like not being a Dayan. So you have his two left, here it's no good. Shmuel says, if Metchila people who are Mekamel to go to just two Dayanim, that's good with the Evid. But here that they accepted to go to three Dayanim, and then one is no good, you have to have a third one. Shmuel's case, they didn't sit down to have three, they sat down to have two, there it's good. Now, Eisvei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Eisvei Abakasha, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says, this is the Sefta, Hadin Bishloisha. You need three Dayonim to paskin a din, for a din you need three. Upshara Bishnayim. When they don't come to ask for a din Torah, they just come to make a pshara, make a compromise. We're going to say over our tainus in front of Bezdin. We want to hear a compromise, that's all. We want to hear a pshara. Bishnayim, it's enough just to have two. When you're going for a compromise, then it's enough to have just two. Soon say, you need two. The yofa koyach pshara mikoyach adin. And it's the bigger koyach of a pshara than a din. Sheshnayim shedonu bale dinim yecholam lachzabem. When two people paskin, so the bale dinim could be chosen and say, when I'm a kabu yodin, two is no good. But the Shnayim Shashu Pshara, when two of them made a compromise, ain't Baladinim Yechayim Lachzabem. The Baladinim can't retract. The Rashbam says, Rashi says, Shrei Nisratzu, the bottom Rashi, they accepted this. For Yapiya Moslo, they made it according to them. Says so what do you see here, clearly, that by din, if two people make a din, you could retract, because that's not called a din. So it is the Kashan Shmuel, according to Shmuel, why? Shmuel says that for the ever when two people make a din, it's called a din, it's called a bezdin, just called a bezdin chotzuv. So we obviously, the people accepted upon themselves, these two people, so they made a din. So why does it say here, Yecholim Lach, so why could they retract? The Chur is called a din. So from Shimon and Gabriel, it's not like Shmuel. Maybe you tell me, but I'll tell you, maybe